Let's get inside the West Coast Eagles with Liam Duggan, of course, part of that team that got flogged after quarter time by the Brisbane Lions on the weekend. Liam, welcome to the show. How are you, mate?
Good day, boys. How are you going?
We're going all right. How did you assess that game on the weekend?
Not too well. In thought, it was a pretty ugly game for us after quarter time there. So there was not a whole lot of positives to take out of it, but a good learning all in all, and we'll definitely be ready to fire back up this weekend.
Is Adam Simpson a coach that this throws that performance out and you don't really review it too much, or did he go through it quite thoroughly?
I wouldn't say we went through it thoroughly, but there was definitely a few things that we had a look at. It's obviously round one, so it's a bit hard to get a gauge, obviously, on what's going on, but there's definitely a few things that we looked at, but Simo also said that we have to move on pretty quick, and there's no point, I suppose, sort of dwelling on the past and what's happened. There's a few things to look over and a few things to rectify for sure.
Do you think it might be the wake-up that you needed? Because in the last 6 months, it's been all pretty positive, hasn't it, around the football club? You win the premiership, you have a very good pre-season, two good wins, play some good footy, all the talks about the players coming back and the young kids pushing through. Maybe it might be the best thing for you to cop a hiding like that and get a wake-up call.
Yeah, I suppose it's... I wouldn't say it's a good thing for us, but I suppose if you did want to take something from it, it's that, the competition's hunting us this year. So every team we play, it's almost their biggest game. We're the reigning premier, so we know we've got that coming for us. And I suppose the weekend was just a highlight of that's how it's going to be probably each week now. And Brisbane, we knew were in great form, and they obviously had a fair bit of emphasis on the start to their season, and they came out and showed us how to do it. So... I wouldn't say it's a wake-up call we needed, but it's definitely a reminder that that's how we're going to be treated this year.
Do you think they're the real deal, the Brisbane Lions, from what you got firsthand?
Oh, they're definitely very energetic. Once they got their run on, they were hard to stop. It was hard to find the way to shift the momentum back to us. And there was they beat us around the footy. They worked harder than us. So, it was a great team performance, I think, by them. And credit to them. They look pretty good. So if they get a roll on like that, they'll be very, very competitive.
Now, you were underperformers on the weekend. Essendon were underperformers, and the finger gets pointed straight at John Worsfold. We saw Brad Scott's North Melbourne come here and get flogged by the Dockers, and he gets put under the microscope. It's not always the coach's fault, though, in this situation, isn't it? I mean, how much do you blokes take the responsibility for what you dished up on the weekend?
Yeah, I do agree with you there. The coaches cop a fair bit of the grunt of it. But, I think the players, if you ask them, they would take a fair bit of that responsibility. The coaches are probably the same as they take the responsibility. So everyone's got each other's back there, and that's the way it is. It's, we're one footy club, and we're in it together. So we're pretty united at West Coast as well. But, the boys will be feeling the ownership for this one, that's for sure, as our coaches will be too. So... There's a bit of sharing there, but everyone's in it together at the bottom of the end of the day. So, we've got to be better collectively.
What about for you this year, Liam? You've been in the system for a while. You've now made it as an AFL player. Do you expect to stay at halfback or progression through the midfield? Is that still a chance for you in the next part of your career?
It's probably going to look more halfback for the rest of the year and even possibly years to come. I think there's still... chatter about moving into the midfield. Just each year we sort of review and say maybe there's a scope for it in the future. But at the moment I feel like I'm playing some all right footy down back and at the end of last year. So I think that's working for us at the moment. So that's probably where I'll stay. Definitely short term.
What about your personnel this week? I'm reading that Willie Rioli probably won't play. Jamie Cripps won't play. Josh Kennedy will play. Where are we at with those individuals?
Yeah, it's. I think they're more of a look at the end of the week to see how they go. I've got to be honest, I don't completely know. I know the boys are pushing to put their hand up for selection, but it obviously comes down to a medical call and a call with the coaches. But I'm hearing the same. I'm hearing JK's close, so hopefully we can get him back in the team, and I'm sure Cripper and Willie aren't far off. If it's not this week, it'll be in the next few weeks to come. So they'll be definitely welcome inclusions.
And some big milestones for your football club. Not that you need any more motivation, but Chris Marston to play 200 games. If you play 200, you're a very good player. And Shannon Hearn, what a star he's been. I think he gets better with age. He plays game 250. Two special players at your footy club, no doubt.
Yeah, they are. It's huge. Like you said, we don't need any extra motivation, but it comes in that form this week with a couple of milestones. And it's great that the boys get to do it together, I reckon. It's a pretty great feat for the boys, and I'm just proud to be able to play with them, and especially down back then with Bunger, it's huge for him, and just one of the great, I suppose, warriors for the club, and has been for a long time. So to see him get this reward is awesome.
You're going to be under no pressure this week, so you got those milestones that Hayes has just spoken about. You're going to be unveiling the flag, and you're taking on Greater Western Sydney, who, if I don't know if you've seen any of their play on the weekend, but they flogged Essendon.
I didn't see him, but I heard they were very hot. Checking into the scores, it just kept stretching further and further away. So I thought, they're going to be in some good form. So it'd be a great game, no matter what. We've got the flag obviously unveiled, and I think Lecker's going around for a lap, which would be good. He'll be soaking that up. So it's definitely a big week coming up.
Hey Liam, how proud are you of your club with the united stance that we've seen in the last couple of days on racism involving Liam Ryan? And it's great to see that offender has copped his right whack. But the education-based video that was put out today, I thought it was first class by the West Coast Eagles, and then to see the whole industry follow in behind that.
Yeah, it's been great, I suppose, the stance that the club and the AFL and other clubs around it have taken on the issue, because it's... at the end of the day, it's just nonsense, really. And not only our Indigenous players and staff, but I think everyone's sick and tired of hearing about it. So I think we're in a very fortunate position. We've got quite a platform that we can sort of put it out on for everyone to see and educate, which I think is the best part, because a lot of people just don't know, and some that don't want to know, and there's some that don't look any further into it. But for it to be out there now is huge. And hopefully it goes a long way in helping stop the comments and whatever it is, because it's just been going on too long.
How is Liam personally in regards to this scenario?
He's in good spirits today. He was in good spirits, and it hits the boys pretty hard, and you can see that. But I think being at the footy club helps them as well, because we're all so united and behind them, the boys, and especially Flying this week. So I'm assuming there's probably some hard times when they do receive these sort of comments and stuff like that at home. But definitely at the club today, he was in good spirits, and it was good to be around him. So he was all right.
Good to hear. Now, what about Toby Green? Is he a likely matchup for yourself? Because he's a star when he's right.
He is a star. I'm not sure. We haven't done a whole lot of research on GWS yet. That'll come later in the week. But definitely if he's playing a little bit higher up the ground, I'm sure I'll see him for some time, but dangerous player like that, he might get one of our best in Brad Shepherd or someone like that. So definitely a very quality player and someone who's very dangerous.
Thanks for joining us on Sports Day, Liam.
No worries. Thanks, boys.